So the other paper that I'd like to discuss is something a little bit different from what we normally talk about, and it's from Oliver Sacks, the famous neurologist and the author of several popular science books, including The Man Who Mistook His Wife for a Hat. And in these books, he typically outlines some of his unusual cases as his experience as a neurologist. Recently, he's published a piece in the journal Brain where Sacks describes some visual musical hallucinations of 8 people who've contacted him regarding their unusual experiences. So these people who've contacted him suffer from a variety of different medical conditions, so from things like glaucoma to Parkinson's disease. And they describe seeing these phantom musical staves and notations, so bits of printed music essentially appearing in the world around them. In some cases, this musical notation boldly replaces text in books, or it floats around in the air and on the walls.
And were these people aware of the fact that these musical notes weren't actually there, their mind was playing tricks on them, or were they experiencing quite a scary, you know, visual hallucination?
It seems that most of the people recognise the fact that this was unusual because they've been proactive in sort of seeking out the advice of this very famous neurologist. So it does seem that they're aware that this is very unusual behaviour, and some of their descriptions of what they're talking about certainly seems like they're almost amused or they're very interested at least in what's happening to them.
For quite a long period afterwards, for example, when I was in the bathroom, I'd see the fake marble side and think that that was electron microscopy of synapses and connections in the brain. So is it just that, you know, you've seen something for so long that it's burnt in your retina? And so obviously you start seeing it, you start seeing patterns in the world around you for how it's related to that.
So there does seem to be some sort of training aspect to this. So 7 of the 8 people that were outlined in this article did have a musical background. So some of them were singers, some of them had played the piano. But one of them, Christy C, reported seeing music under this high fever. So she'd see musical notation when she had a fever, when she was sick. But she describes herself as a non-musician who'd never been particularly musical. So training doesn't seem to be required for this particular type of phenomena, although I can completely empathise with what you're describing about seeing unusual things in the world around you, having spent a long time doing something. In a much more lowbrow example, when you play the video game Tetris, for example, for a really long period of time, you might find that when you look away, you can see the blocks arranging themselves in front of you. And it seems to be that your brain adapts and gets used to a particular visual sensation and then appears to try and replicate this into a blank wall or space.
You're speaking from personal experience with repeated exposure to Tetris there, David.
Maybe.
Thanks, David Weston. And if you want to find out more about any of these stories, the references are all on our website. That's thenakedscientists.com/neuroscience.